Hey everybody, welcome to the very first anime special bonus episode of Pokemon World Tour. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
And today we are watching Pokemon Season 1, Episode 1, entitled Pokemon I Choose You.
It aired April 1st, 1997 in Japan, September 8th, 1998 in America. So over a year and change later.
Okay. I think this started airing in America before the game came out.
Couldn't have been too long before.
Not then. That long before, but yeah. I think this was on TV first for like
to get you
a week
hype.
Or two. Yeah.
They got to time it, so it was like day and date. But then like you wouldn't know, you know?
Right.
But back then like you didn't know anyway.
Yeah.
Like you just like were like, this is a game. I moved on for a summer.
I had a subscription to Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Ooh, fancy pants over here.
And there was a feature in there about Pokemon, like months before it came
there
out.
There were three screenshots.
And I read this like two-page spread about it like 100 times. I was like, this is the perfect video game. And now here I am, 20 years later almost.
20 years, yeah.
And it was. It was the perfect game for me. So
yeah, this isn't about the game.
No.
We got a whole...
I just jumped on the hype train.
This is about the anime, which, if you're new here, which you are...
You are. We've never done this before.
This is the first episode. We've never been here before.
It's not hot.
There's no Halluchamaniacs here. There is. There's at least two.
Yeah.
I believe we are.
No, I go cuckoo for Halucha.
So if you're familiar with our other podcast, The Morphin Grid, this is the same... premise, we pause this recording, we go watch an episode of the Pokemon anime, and then we come back and we'll talk about it for hopefully not as long as we talk about the Morphin Grid 4. That's the dream.
Yeah.
But we'll see. So I guess we're going to do that now?
Yep.
What do we do?
It's time to catch them all. No, it's not good.
It's...
All right, guys, sit tight. We'll be right back.
This is how the Morphin Grid started, where we're like, okay, it's
Morphin Grid. Right, where there's not like a catchphrase that kind of just fits here.
Go... episode? No. Mm-hmm. Smell you later is great.
That's the perfect sign off.
Smell you now.
Let's just go watch it. We'll figure this out later.
We just watched Pokemon I Choose You, and I am a noted Pokemon anime disliker.
That's true.
And I got a little emotional.
I was gonna say how
weepy'd
you get.
I got a little bit. It was touch and go for a minute, which is weird because like I've seen a couple episodes recently for the regular podcast, and they were bad and dumb.
Well, the episodes you've seen are out of context. You're watching them just because they're in the city
right.
We're talking about, and like aren't as just heavily based in friendship as this first one is.
Yeah. So I kind of enjoyed this.
It was good. It's a good episode. It kind of has to be.
It has to be.
Right?
Or else no one will watch. So I guess we'll just do the same thing we do with Pokemon World Tour with Morphin Grid. So,
yeah. We'll just leave off news and stuff because that's regular episode stuff. So we don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need any of that.
We can just
here.
Jump right into.
So PWT Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. And our email is pwtpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also go to heyjakeandjosh.com.
Get all those as links that you can just click.
A quick link to all those. So, got that out of the way. We're going to jump right in.
All right. I took the notes.
Yeah, I'm not taking notes on this one. I'm not editing it.
And boy, is this stressful.
Oh, it's a learned skill.
So, the episode opens up with an animated version of the original Game Boy game opening sequence.
Yeah, the, like, Nidorino...
It's Nidorino fighting a Gengar.
Yeah.
It's, like, shot for shot the same thing for a second, and then it kind of zooms inside of it and opens up into a full realized battle.
Which now, like, it's fine. It's dated. It looks a little dated. But, like, in 1998, if you'd played the game first and then you saw that... Or especially for like,
or if you watched this first and then played the game and it started exactly
yeah,
the same way.
But like, or like if you, you know, like in Japan where like you had the game like a full year ahead of time.
Right.
And then like you saw this, like that must have been crazy. Like, oh my God, it's real now. It's in my living room. I just jumped through the Game Boy.
So we come into the battle and whatever dumb trainer is using Nidorino, but the silhouette is very obviously Bruno of the Elite Four.
Is it?
It's very obviously him.
Because it looked like a shirtless man with spiky hair.
You can kind of see the hair kind of run down his neck a little bit.
Right.
And you can see his karate pants.
Okay. Because for a second, I was like, is that Buff Dad Gary Oak? what is this? What am I watching?
And I call him a dumb idiot trainer because he has Nidorino use Horn Attack against Gengar.
Yep.
And Horn Attack is a normal move, and Gengar is a ghost Pokemon. And this is Bruno of the Elite Four. And that doesn't work.
Look, there's a reason he gets beaten by a 10-year-old, right? Like,
well, I don't know if he does, but we're a long, long way away from
well,
that.
Well, not this 10-year-old, but like when you're playing the game, your 10-year-old beats him.
So then we fade out through a different screen. Now we're on a TV screen in Ash's bedroom.
Yeah.
And Ash is just, he'd be such a nerd.
Yeah, he is like,
but like at the same time,
TV's business.
This is kind of how I watch wrestling when I'm by myself. So I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, I totally get it. And like, this is the day before his 10th birthday, or is he already 10? Like, there's a day where, like,
I think he's already 10. Tomorrow is the day that he gets a Pokemon. Yeah. So I don't think tomorrow is his birthday. Otherwise, it's at least three other kids' birthday.
Right.
Tomorrow.
That would be weird.
But yeah, tomorrow's the big day. He gets to choose a Pokemon. There's a sweet poster behind him that has, like, the starters on it and some, like, just 90s shapes behind
yeah.
them.
Oh,
in
my
the favorite
thing about the 90s. Well, what should we put here? Shapes.
Just put shapes back there.
How about
great.
A squiggle? Boom, done. So he like grabs a Pokeball.
It's a Voltorb. It's a clock, but yeah. we don't know that yet. But it's a clock, but it's a Voltorb. And he's like, it's my big day.
Yeah, it's
or something.
He's like, I'm Ash to himself, to nobody.
Right.
I'm Ash, and I'm 10, and I can get a license to Pokemon now.
Well, it's to us. This is for the benefit
right,
of the viewer.
Right, but like in kayfabe,
but he's
just
saying
this
stuff
room.
To himself.
Look, I still talk to myself sometimes. I don't blame him.
He chucks his Voltorb clock
at his door.
Goodness, his mom is in the doorway.
And also is a former professional softball player. Like,
yeah, she palms his thing.
She's like, why'd you throw this clock?
She palms
it's 11.
It. She palms it and pops it open. She's like, go to bed, nerd. It's 11 o'clock. He's too excited to sleep. He can't do it.
And she's like, well, if you can't sleep, you better learn something then. So she turns on the local 11 o'clock news.
This might just be the Tomorrow's the Big Day Pokemon channel. That just
at 11 o'clock?
It just loops this 10-minute informational video.
That makes sense. Because she's like, here, let me turn on, not Kanto public access, Pallet Town public access. Because he's like, oh, tomorrow.
Paid for and operated by Professor Oak himself.
And so he's like, Bulbasaur is a good one to start with, which it isn't, it isn't.
He's sleeping in bed at this point.
Well, it starts.
Oh, no, you're talking about Professor Oak.
Professor Oak, yeah.
Right.
Like, it goes to Bulbasaur, and then, like, it kind of cuts to him sleeping in bed. I think that's what happens.
Well, his mom turns on the TV, and she's like, watch this, and then go to bed and put your pajamas on. Because he's fully dressed. He's in, like, jeans, and he's got his jacket and his shirt and his gloves and his hat.
His boots, like, or his shoes. His sneakers.
I think it's just sneakers. But, yeah, she's like, she has to remind him to put his pajamas on because he's such a weirdo.
I can't.
We're going to be very anti-Ash going in.
Yeah,
so,
I can't.
Just to kind of bury that lead.
Right. I can't, like, say anything bad about Ash doing this stuff because, like, I was a weird kid when I was 10.
Right.
And I don't blame him for being excited that tomorrow he gets to get some sort of monster that can control the elements to fight on his behalf. Like, I get being excited. I also get, like, not being able to sleep about that. It's like Christmas for him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely understand
that. I don't like Ash, and by the end of this episode, I will swing all the way back around and dislike Ash very much because of something he does, but we'll take it as it goes.
Yeah, he's real weird in that he has really good qualities, but he's just such a loser.
He's such a loser.
We cut to him, like, stress sleeping about tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he's just running through everything. He's like, Bulbasaur will be real easy to train. That's real cool. And then it cuts to Bulbasaur, and he just goes,
Like, and Squirtle is even better because he's like, Squirtle is also a Pokemon. And Squirtle just goes,
You're right. He just kind of like moves his arms a little bit.
He like almost shrugs, but he's like a fat little turtle baby. It doesn't really look like anything.
And then we do get Charmander again in a minute. But in between Squirtle and Charmander, there's just like him stressing out, I guess.
He like takes his clock.
His clock falls, just falls.
It falls into his hand.
Into his hand. And he sits up, I think.
Yeah.
This is where he says my favorite line in all of the Pokemon anime that I can remember.
Choose it or lose it. Yeah, and then he whips his clock.
And then we get like a little Charmander, like, Charmander. Who's to say Charmander's not the best one? He also does a kind of thing.
But like, he's like doing like, like jogging in place because he's so excited about being a dream Charmander. But I guess it's implied, and I don't think we actually see it, but like it's implied that like when he picks up his alarm clock, he whips it to release Charmander.
I think that's what it is, or something. But it smashes on a wall, which wakes him all the way up.
I thought he smashed it in the middle of the night, and it was broken, and that's why he's late. Because that
might
alarm.
It might have just been a weird
because like
transition.
We don't actually see it smash. So I think there's like to cut time, they cut that part
that
out.
Could be too. Because he definitely slept through his alarm because he shattered his clock. Because
he wakes up at like
noon
or whatever. Well, I mean the sun's not directly above it, but like
it's so like 10:30.
It's like it's like 10.
He's like, oh crap, what time is it? And then we just cut to him running down the street in his PJs.
Is there, like, green shorts and a green polo shirt? Is that comfortable?
They're probably loose and very light fabric.
But, like, as long as they're not buttoned up all the way, I guess it's fine.
I don't know. I sleep in T-shirts and sleep pants.
I sleep in my
unless
undies.
It's summertime, and I sleep in basketball shorts.
I sleep in my undies no matter what time of the year it is.
So he runs down the street, and then we just cut to some cheerleaders cheering for your boy, Gary.
Gary Oak is 10 years old and has bare minimum 3 middle school teenagers cheering for him.
Cheering for him to just be great.
To be Gary Oak.
just because he's Gary Oak, he has a cheer squad.
What reputation does this little boy have that middle school cheerleaders are fawning over him with cheers they made up just for him? This is insane.
He's the cool. He could probably play all the sports.
There's also a crowd of people. There's like 50. There's more people than are in Pallet Town.
Yeah, people came from Viridian.
They came from all
and
over.
And they took a ferry up from Cinnabar, and they're like, we gotta go watch Gary Oak pick a Pokemon.
Today's the day. Gary Oak's gonna become the greatest.
So Ash runs up, and I don't remember the exact interaction between them.
Gary calls him a loser at some point.
Yeah, Gary's like, oh, you must be Ash. I'm Gary. And
you're
then
a
Ash
loser.
Is like, oh, Gary. And what Pokemon did you get? He's like, you're a loser. I'm not going to show you. It's the first time Gary calls Ash a loser. And it sticks immediately.
So this is our first new segment of this podcast. The Ash Ketchum is a loser count.
One. So Gary just like sits in the back of a sweet convertible. He's like, I'm going to go be the best Pokemon trainer that there's ever been. I will be the Pokemon master. I'm Gary Oak. Bye.
And they drive away.
And he drives off.
Sunset. I don't know. On the one hand, he's a jerk because Ash is polite to him and is nice to him. He's like, oh man, you must be Gary. He's like, that's Mr. Gary.
Yeah.
First of all, Gary, that's not how that works. You would say Mr. Oak, dummy. You're a dumb 10-year-old.
Also, in contrast to the video games, they've known each other since childhood. But they don't in this. They just met outside.
Yeah, they
of
don't
Oak's
know
lab.
Each other at all. I guess Pallet's much bigger in the anime.
He had to book it down a road to get to the lab, which is only like 10 feet away in the game.
Yeah,
so
it's not like it's outside.
So Ash just watches Gary drive away dumbfounded and the crowd disappears.
They do some weird bad animation walk away.
And Oak is just behind him. And he's like, oh, you decided to show up.
Oh, welcome to the club, lazy boy. Glad you made it.
So they go into the Pokemon lab and Professor Oak is kind of like Zordon. He kind of does the Zordon thing here. Because he goes through the whole pageantry.
The whole rigmarole.
Bringing the 3 starter balls up into the weird machine and opening it. And there's just lots of psh. And, like, the Pokeballs have Japanese. I'm assuming it's just a Pokemon name written on them.
It's that or the name for their type, maybe.
Maybe.
But, yeah, it's just, like, Japanese characters on them.
Ash's first choice is the right choice.
Squirtle.
He's like, I was up all night thinking about this, and I choose Squirtle.
Boop,
burp,
it's empty.
All right, well.
I have a problem with this, too. We'll get to it in a second.
So then Oak is like, yeah, someone who was not late got that Pokemon.
He's like, all right, fine, that's cool, that's cool.
That's fine, that's right. Bulbasaur is just as good. I will pick Bulbasaur.
Bah.
Nothing. Also Ba-dee-doo. Chosen by someone who was on time.
And then finally, he's like, all right, that's cool, because me and this Charmander will rule the world.
Ba-dee-doo.
He's like, oh, and that one was taken by a not lazy boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 things. Number 1, why are these empty balls here? Don't they need them to, like, keep their Pokemon in?
Why didn't Professor Oak just say, hey, there's none left. I have this one left.
That's
these are empty. Don't waste your time here.
Right, that's part 2 of the same question. And then number 2 is, do we know what Pokemon Gary took?
No, he did not tell him. So like, we have no idea.
So, like, are we going to keep that? Do you know?
I don't.
Okay, so I guess
I don't remember Gary, like, seeing Gary battle.
Ever?
I mean, I'm sure he does.
I kind of like that.
I just don't. It might not be until the Pokemon League that we actually see it because he's so far ahead of Ash.
So nobody tell us. We're just going to kind of like figure out as we go. Like, I want to be surprised by Gary's Pokemon. I have a feeling I know who it is, but I don't actually know. My bet is Squirtle.
My bet is Bulbasaur.
Okay.
because Ash was going to pick Squirtle. So I feel like he would have Gary just instinctively picked, was like, oh, I got to take that Bulbasaur.
Okay. All right, makes sense. So then Oak is like, all right, there is one other Pokemon that's broken. So I tucked him down.
I didn't tell anybody about this. Also,
only three?
Only three? You knew that Ash was still supposed to come, even if he's late. Like, yeah, that just means you didn't have enough for everybody.
Yeah, well, like, what if Ash would have showed up on time? Like, all right, you four children, fight. Whoever loses the most doesn't get a Pokemon. That still would have been Ash. But
it would have.
So this fourth Pokeball with a lightning bolt comes up. And Oak warns Ash. He's like, this Pokemon is busted.
Yeah. He's like, you can have it, but there's just, you ain't right. Ash is like, well, Professor Oak, I gotta have a Pokemon. I can't go on a journey without a Pokemon.
Yeah. I'll get eaten alive out there.
So they open it up, and all the energy starts swirling around and fires out. So this is a full Pokeball. And out comes...
Pikachu.
Chubby, fat little Pikachu. He's so cute.
It's my favorite. I love fat Pikachu so much.
So Ash goes to pick him up. He's like, yes, my Pokemon. And as soon as Ash touches him, Chew is like, oh.
Pikachu
hates this boy so much.
And he zaps him. He just blasts him with lightning right then and there. Oak, like, takes a step back because he knows it's coming.
Yeah, so he doesn't get hit with this one. Then Oak is like, here's your Pokedex and Pokeballs. There's a Pokedex and, like, I think five Pokeballs that he hands him. And Pikachu just zaps again and gets both of them this time. So we cut back out to the outside of Oak's lab.
Yeah.
And Ash's mom is there with, like, six neighbors and they're banging on pots.
Like... In celebration?
In celebration of him getting a Pokemon.
Yes. She's got his backpack.
She's got his backpack, and she's such a mom. She packed, like, everything into this backpack. My note is just, what a mom.
Yeah. Tip to toe, that is a mom.
Because she's like, here, I got you a change of undies. I got your clothes packed. There's a clothesline so you can wash them. And these rubber gloves for washing stuff. And
laundry,
just like,
and here's some snacks of stuff. And some hot chocolate in case you want to drink something warm.
He's like, Mom, I got this. Mom, I'm a big boy now.
I'm an adult.
I'm 10 years old.
God, Mom.
I graduated school. Now I'm going on a Pokemon journey.
I don't have to go to school ever again at 10 years old. That seems like a mistake.
And he's not about to fly to an alien planet because he has nothing to do. He's got Pokemon to trade.
See, if you're not a Patreon supporter, you're getting this months after the episode where Billy goes to Aquitar goes up. So if you listen to both ones and are not a Patreon supporter, like, if you want these jokes to be a little fresher.
It's at least... a month old.
At minimum.
Minimum.
Anyway, so he's like, all right, Mom, I got this. Leave me alone.
So then she sees Pikachu, and she's like, oh, is that your Pokemon? And he's being like, he's kind of hamming it. He's not doing anything like super attention grabbing, but he's like, Pikachu.
He's just standing there totally nonchalant.
And then Ash's mom is like, he's kind of weird, right? And then he gets this weird, like, super, like, face.
And then zaps them all.
He has the best face. I love sassy Pikachu.
Yeah. Pikachu is pretty great.
I wish he stayed this way, but he does. It's over by this episode.
Is it?
Pretty much. I just wish he was always a little sassy and not so much just like John Cena the Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been nice.
So he's mad that Ash's mom called him weird, so he zaps everybody in attendance.
Yep, just blasts them all.
And while they're all being zapped, Oak is like, hey, those rubber gloves will come in handy because they block electricity.
Ash is like, good to know. And then everyone falls down but Ash.
Everyone falls down. Ash's dying mother, who's just been zapped, is on the ground like, don't forget to change your undies.
Like, right now or just every day? I was like, okay, all right, good. Because I wasn't sure. Then we cut to the woods, right?
It's Route 1.
It's Route 1.
Keep that in mind. This is Route 1.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a lot of Pokemon on this route that are not on this route.
But we just cut to his hand in the rubber glove just dragging Pikachu, who he's tied up with the clothesline. And he's just dragging him
down
Pikachu's
the road.
And
Pikachu's got his heels dug in, and he's just like, no.
He's not having it.
And so Ash stops, and he's like, are you going to do this the whole time? Is this how it's going to be? Is this how you do me, Pikachu? Right.
And Pikachu just kind of like nods in agreement. And then Ash is like, is it because you don't like me? And Pikachu's like, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Ash is like, okay, get in the Pokeball. And he's like, no. And so he takes out his Pokedex, and he's like, scans the Pokeball, I guess? And
he just hit, like, Pokeball.
I don't know, maybe. But, like, Dexter, who is the Pokedex.
Yeah.
Did we get that? I don't think they said that.
I don't know if they say that in this one. That might not be until he gets to the Pokemon
He is
Center.
Also a very sassy boy,
he
Dexter.
Is.
And he's like, most Pokemon go in their Pokeballs. And Pikachu, like, hits a button, like, the next button.
Right.
And it's like, but some don't like being confined like that. And Pikachu's like, That's me.
I don't like that.
Actually, all right. So he unhooks the
clothesline.
The clothesline, which looks like a dog run.
I'm assuming it's just the clothesline that his mom packed for him.
Yeah. So he unhooks that and takes the gloves off. And he's like, all right, I'll even leave these here. Do you trust me? And Peach's like, nah. And then, like, runs up a tree.
Yeah. So and then there's a Pidgey.
There's a Pidgey, which is our first Pokemon battle, asterisk.
Except it's not really, because Pikachu will not battle.
He will not fight.
Ash has no badges, and Pikachu will not listen to him.
So he, like, Ash, like, takes out his Pokemon. He's like, I'll catch it myself. Whips it at Pidgey, and it catches the Pidgey. Or it captures. It doesn't catch him.
Right.
And then it's like, to do.
Well, first, it sucks the Pidgey up and closes. And Ash is like, I did it. I'm the best. That starts to wiggle. He's like, oh, crap.
Oh, no. And then it bursts out. The Pokeball flies back to Ash. And this is when I realized that in the show, that's fine. In the game, what probably happens is it rips at the hinges when they burst out.
Yeah, or just, like, shatters.
Yeah, so, like, you can't use that Pokeball anymore. Because
if it rips at the hinges, you could repair that. But if it just shatters into pieces, there's no saving that.
Yeah.
So Pidgey nopes out of there. He just runs through the grass. Yeah. Pikachu is cracking up at him. And Dexter is like, you should probably weaken the Pokemon, stupid.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, most people use Pokemon to fight other Pokemon, dummy. And he's like, all right, Pikachu, why don't you want to do that? Before he can do anything, Rattata tries stealing from him.
Yeah, he turns around and Rattata is just digging through his bag.
He doesn't get anything, but he scatters away. And he's like, what was that? You're supposed to be in a forest. We're on an open field.
Yeah, well, Dexter's like, Rattata. He calls him Rattata.
Well,
he's the GameStop guy.
Oh, I don't know what a Rattata is. Maybe you're talking about the Pokemon Rattata.
Rattata.
So I'm going to go sniff my own farts now. Excuse me.
Oh, the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So Dexter is like, Rattata is a forest Pokemon who steals from stupid trainers.
Stupid boy.
And Ash is like, this is a field. This is a forest. So Dexter's like, well, sometimes they come out in the fields, nerd.
To steal from stupid boys. And he's like, does this mean I'm stupid? And Peter's like, yeah.
So then Ash has an idea. He's going to sneak up on this Pidgey, which is he has found again.
Yeah.
And he's going to catch it in his shirt.
What? Okay, here's what I'm saying. He's going to throw a shirt over it. Jump on top of it. Punch the Pidgey in the head twice. Throw a Pokeball under the shirt and hold it.
But all he does, he sneaks up on it, and there's this weird, like, stare down gunslinger moment for a second where they're just, like, both staring at each
they're
other,
like a
waiting
foot away from each
waiting
other.
For one to make a move. And Ash just kind of collapses on top of him and catches him in the shirt.
It's
and he's like,
balloon.
I got you, Pidgey. You're going to be my best friend, and we're going to win all the Pokemon. So Pidgey uses Gust.
Knocks Ash.
Blows
flying.
Everything asunder.
Yeah. Pidgey's laughing, like losing his mind laughing at Ash at this point. He's still up a tree. Pidgey's still in a tree. Then Ash sees the three Pidgeys. Is that when they all pop up?
Well, he sees a silhouette.
Well, there's three Pidgeys beforehand.
Okay.
And he throws, like, a rock, and it totally misses.
Well, that's at a silhouette, because, like, a silhouette of a bird just kind of pops up, and he's like, I'm going to show you. So I think he sees the Pidgeys, grabs a rock.
Okay, and then they get away.
And then they leave, and there's one left.
Okay.
That's just a shadow that kind of lifts its head up, and he's like, all right.
I'm gonna nail this.
You've humiliated me in front of my frenemy, Pikachu, so I'm going to beam you in the nog with this rock. And he chucks the rock, clobbers his Pokemon in the back of the head. And a big cartoon lump comes out of
it. Yeah, like balloons out of it, which is very unhealthy.
And it kind
of
turns around and is revealed that it's a Spearow.
Not a Pidgey.
And Ash is like, oh, what's that?
And the Spearow waits long enough for him to find out the Spearows are nasty little dudes before he attacks Ash. Because the Pokedex is like, oh, that's a Spearow. It's got a bad attitude.
Right, yeah, it's not like Pidgey. It'll wreck your day. So it starts charging Ash, then flies up into the tree and starts attacking Pikachu. But we get this really cool, just like black and white Spearow vision.
Yeah, like it goes into Spearow's eye and it's black and white. And he sees Pikachu and Dexter's like, sometimes wild Pokemon get jealous of
trained Pokemon. Right, because Ash is like, hey, leave him alone. I know he's a jerk, but he didn't do anything. I hit you in the head with the rock.
Yeah.
And then Dexter's like, well, sometimes wild Pokemon are jealous of human-trained Pokemon. Which is kind of weird, but I guess it justifies them capturing it in the universe.
And, like, the Pokemon being cool with that.
Yeah.
Not, like, running away or whatever. Which makes Pikachu an anomaly. So I guess that kind of wraps everything together. So it starts attacking Pikachu, and I don't know what happens.
Pikachu zaps it.
Pikachu zaps it? Okay.
Yep.
He didn't zap it good enough.
He zaps it and hits the ground, and then it stands up and calls all its buddies.
Yeah, like 500 other
There's
Spearows.
Like 5 million Spearows that just answer the call. So they're in trouble.
While they're, like, flying, we also see, like, Sandshrews, Mankeys.
Yeah.
Like,
that's while they're running away.
Okay.
Because there's some Sandshrews. We just cut to, like, some Sandshrews, and then they duck in the grass, and then they run by. It's like a shot of their feet running by.
Yeah.
Then we see Mankeys hanging out in the tree.
I think that's it for now.
That might be.
But, like, this is on Route 1.
This is Route 1. I wrote that on here. I'm like, this is only Route 1. I wrote that for a couple reasons. One, all these Pokemon in here. And two, Ash is having so much trouble.
He is not doing well. They're running away from the Spearows. And, like, they're attacking Pikachu. And so Ash is like, I'll protect you. I'm not jumping ahead, right? This feels like this is where that is.
Yeah, they're jerks. I wrote Spearows are jerks. And that is because Pikachu runs ahead.
Yeah, to try to, like,
because he's just, like, looking distance out for himself because they're not friends yet. Ash is like, hey, I'll save you. Just stay with me. Don't run ahead. And then so the Spearows dive bomb Pikachu. Yeah. And so many Spearows start pecking him that you can't see Pikachu anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of frightening.
Ash runs up and scoops him up.
Yeah. Starts running.
He's also being pecked by Spearows.
Yeah. He starts running. He, like, goes, like, cuts through the woods, and then all of a sudden is on a cliff.
Yeah, he, like, just, like, parts some tall grass. He's like, whoa, there's a waterfall. But he can't go back.
Because there's 100 Spearows trying to kill him and his Pikachu. So he spins his hat around. And he's like, all right, going in the water now. He jumps in, and I was hoping he would jump in. There should be, like, lightning everywhere from Pikachu touching it, but that did not happen.
So they jump down the waterfall and are immediately swept away by the current when they hit.
Yeah, they go by a Magikarp and a Gyarados.
Yeah, they just casually kind of get pushed by a Magikarp who's like, whoa, I better get out of the way.
Move here.
But then a Gyarados just swims up and almost eats them on Route 1.
I was looking at
There's not even water on Route 1.
I was looking at Pokemon Heights today. Gyarados is like 14 feet long.
He's very big.
He would kill you if
and Nidoking and Queen are like not even
Nidoking
5 feet.
Nidoking is 4'7".
Yeah.
That's little.
They're very little guys.
Anything shorter than me is a little Pokemon. I just don't think he should be Nidoking. They should have figured out another name.
Well, I mean, he's the biggest of the Nidos.
I guess. He's just being a little presumptuous. Anyway, back to the episode.
So after the Gyarados swims by, he just, like, swims by them. He would have ate them if they didn't move, but they got out of the way.
They were caught on a current, so.
And then do we just cut to Misty?
Yeah.
Nothing else happens, right?
No, we cut to Misty.
She's fishing in this, what I'm assuming is a river, because there's a waterfall.
Off Route 1.
And it's flowing.
Yeah.
She catches Ash, pulls him out, and she's like, oh man, this is so bad. What did I get? Pulls him out of the water. Oh, she's some kid.
Oh, she's a boy.
I just fished up a body. Oh, wait, is that a Pokemon? Because she does not care about the human being at all.
And first she's like, are you okay? And he's like, I don't know. I think so. And she's like, shut up. Not you. I hate you. I'm talking about the Pikachu.
Because Pikachu is in a rough way.
Yeah, he is hurt from like 100 Pidgeys trying to peck his eyeballs out.
Not Pidgeys.
100 Spearows. 100 bad Pidgeys.
She yells at Ash for just being the worst. She's like, you are the worst Pokemon trainer. How could you let your Pokemon be like this? Ash is like, well, you don't know what's happening to
us
right now.
You don't know what happened. I didn't do this to him.
Here. She's like, well, there's a Pokemon Center not that far from here. You need to take it there and get it fixed. And then Ash is like, what's that, like a hospital?
She's like, yes, loser, but for Pokemon.
So the Spearows break the tree line. They're coming for him.
He's like, oh, I can't stop now.
He's like, okay, well, I gotta go, and just hops on her bike, puts Pikachu in the basket, which I thought was real cute.
Yeah, starts pedaling away, and while he's leaving, he's like, I'll return this someday.
Yeah, she's like, hey, that's my bike. And he's like, don't worry, I'll pay you back sometime. pedals away. Spoilers, that never happens.
No,
he lied right to her face
in a minute.
So as they're biking away, the Spearows are gaining on them.
Yeah.
And a thunderstorm rolls in, which I thought was just for dramatic effect, but has an actual purpose.
It does come back at the end of the episode, which is kind of nice.
This is where I wrote, this is only Route 1.
Yeah.
Ash is almost dead. They jump down a ledge and fall off the bike. Pikachu just spills out and is, like, dying
It's
on
like
the path. Ash looks at Pikachu. He's like, no, this can't happen.
No, you can't.
This is only Route 1.
So he puts a Pokeball down in front of him. He's like, buddy, I know you hate being in there. I know you're afraid of being in there. But please get in the Pokeball so you will be saved.
Yeah, he's like, if you get in this Pokeball, there's a chance I can save you, and these Spearows won't peck you to death.
Yeah, so
I know you don't like it, but just do it this one time.
Please do it. And he puts the Pokeball down, and he turns and takes like 10 steps.
I like that he puts
way.
It down and doesn't just force him into
Pikachu's
it. Because he
choice.
Can just beep the button on his nose or whatever and put it in there.
I do really like that. And he takes a couple steps backward, and he's just holding his arms as like, bring it on, Spearows. You all look stupid in those pants.
Yep. So this is his heroic sacrifice of himself to save Pikachu.
On Route 1.
He's going to punch all these Spearows in the face,
yes.
I guess.
Look,
he has a pretty good speech.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Ash Ketchum. I'm going to be the greatest Pokemon master ever.
He yells at the Spearows, I will beat and capture
every single one of you. Can you imagine if he followed through with that?
Oh, that would have been so cool. He only has 5 Pokeballs, though.
That would have been, like, he just keeps coming back. Oh, I caught 5 of your friends. I'm going to get 5 more.
I'm going to use your friends to catch the rest of you.
You're all on my list. You're on Ash Ketchum's list now, Spearows.
So Pikachu sees this, and it finally clicks that this kid is an idiot.
Better or worse.
But he loves Pikachu, even though Pikachu hates him.
Yeah.
So Pikachu musters up all his strength, runs up Ash and jumps off of his shoulder. And at the exact moment, he is struck by a bolt of lightning. He also uses, I'm assuming, Thundershock, because he's like level 5.
Yeah. I mean, there's a theory. The first part is that like Ash has an older brother, Red, the Pokemon trainer that you know about, who is good and right. not Ash Ketchum. And he already went through and he had this Pikachu and like something happened to him, probably on Mount Silver. This Pikachu ran away and found its way back.
That's what happens in the manga.
Is it?
I don't think it's in Mount Silver. I don't remember where it is. But Red just kind of like disappears for a while. They find his Pikachu in Viridian Forest on its way back to Pallet.
Really?
So then Yellow just like takes Pikachu and is like, hey, let's find Red. So oh, they go cool. find Red. And he was captured by Team Rocket and like frozen and stuff. The manga's real weird.
I'll have to read it. You have it.
I do.
Yeah.
I have a lot of it. Not all of it. There's a ton of it.
A million, yeah.
But I have most of the Gen 1 and 2 sets.
Yeah. But like that would also make sense that like if, you know, it's like super high level. Because like, when I was done with the game, my Blastoise was like level 8.
Right. And so, if
like,
it's Red's, it's also not his. Because if it's your... If you're the original trainer of the Pokemon, it will listen to you regardless of your bad situation.
So,
but like, if this was Red's Pikachu, that is a traded Pokemon. And those are the ones that don't listen to you unless you have all the badges.
Yeah. So I don't think Red is Ash's older brother, but maybe there is a Red in this universe, and that's what happened. Pikachu does the Thunder Shock slash Thunderbolt or whatever.
It might
does.
Just be a thunder like a lightning enhanced thunder.
Yeah.
If we're just gonna say that he's like a super Pikachu and has like all the best moves, because there's no real like level up. They talk about it a little bit when they are around Celadon. There's like a school, and they might talk about levels. Okay, like
I don't know, I haven't seen that episode
for a minute there, but
maybe.
I mean, they don't really exist.
It's not really in the show. It's not really a thing. The math doesn't really matter in the show.
So we cut back on the bike. The bike is toast.
It's charred.
And it's charred to a crisp.
It's charred, bent, melted. It's gone. This bike is dead.
Ash and Pikachu are laying down. They just woke up. They were knocked clean out by this lightning blast.
Yeah, like overnight?
Just in the middle of the path.
Or maybe this is still the same day. It's like an hour later.
Oh, and the
later.
Storm just cleared up. That's why it was dark, is because there was a storm.
It wasn't nighttime.
So they look at each other. They're like, we did it. And Pikachu smiles. He's like, yeah, we did. We're friends now.
I guess we're buddies.
I guess I love you.
Okay, the first time I saw this, I was at my cousin Scotty's house. He lived in Manchester, New Hampshire. I was up there for like the weekend. I had just gotten Pokemon, the game, and I didn't have television at the time, so I couldn't watch Pokemon the show. And they were playing reruns on WB, and I caught the first episode at his house. Like, I don't remember anything else that happened in the episode, except for this right now.
Yeah, Ash looks up. They might get up. I don't remember.
I don't think they do.
He might just roll over and go, oh, I'm dying.
Oh, I got hit with so much lightning.
And this giant golden bird Pokemon just flies overhead into the rainbow.
Sparkling. And just flies in the rainbow. And it's not a Pokemon that existed yet. And
no.
He checks his Pokedex and Dexter's like, some Pokemon we don't have.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I do know what it is.
I mean, we all know what it is now. But
that's
like,
Ho-Oh.
That's Ho-Oh. But like, at the time, like I saw that and I was like, what? That's another Pokemon.
They do not ever pay this off. It's just like, hey, there's more Pokemon coming. That's like all this is for.
Well, because I was reading a little while ago, Gold and Silver were being made when this episode was made.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're like, hey, why don't we just pepper in one of the legendaries for this?
Right.
And they picked Ho-Oh because like its thing is like, if you see it, it's good luck.
Yeah, something like
it's
that.
It's something to that effect.
Yeah.
So yeah, it flies in the rainbow. Yep. That's it.
Ash gets up, he's carrying Pikachu. We see Viridian City laid out in front of us as he walks over the hill. The narrator comes in and says some boldface lies.
Yeah.
The only one I wrote down is there are millions of laughs ahead.
What?
On Ash's Pokemon journey to be the best.
I don't know about that.
So that's the end of the episode.
That's the end of the episode.
Then we get Jake's favorite.
My favorite.
The Pokerap.
The worst thing in the world.
Which I'm going to try to find, and I will put them at the end of the episode.
Do we have a final thoughts thing? What do we want to do here?
I don't want to do the best, worst, and MVP, because I don't think there's going to be enough content in a lot of episodes to do that.
I mean, that might be
what did
fun.
What did you think of this episode? As someone who came into this hating the anime, thinking it's the worst thing that's ever happened, what did you think of this episode?
I don't think it's the worst thing that's ever happened in all of time. But, I didn't like every other episode that I've seen so far for World Tour. Like, for all the what happened in the anime episodes, I did not like them. Because they're just dumb and bad, and Ash makes bad decisions. And this one, like, I got really emotional when Pikachu was, like, dead. And I was like, I know he's not. I've seen episodes where he's alive
he's
and fine.
Still going now.
Yeah.
Ash is still 10.
I liked it. I liked the episode. And like,
you said by the end of the episode, you hated Ash again.
Yeah. Well, because
what was the thing that he did?
Because Pikachu almost dies. Like, that's a thing that almost happens in this episode. Because Ash couldn't walk away. And he had to whip that rock at a Spearow, which, first of all, like, you're a boy. Like, you don't fight Pokemon by yourself because they can kill you. Like, that's the whole thing. In the games, they're like, don't go into that grass. I swear to God, if you go in that grass, you will be killed by Pokemon.
That Rattata will bite you in half.
He will chew you to pieces because you're a level zero. You're not a Pokemon. He's like, no, I can do it. And then whips a rock at him, which is like...
Well, he doesn't have any other options because he tried just catching one and it didn't work. Pikachu is just laughing at him in a tree, so he feels like he's got something to prove.
Right, and I
plus he's like embarrassed and just like mad. So
I get that.
I get that he's overcome with emotion and he acts on impulse that he should not have.
And when you're 10, you're just like furious all the time. Right. Like when you're a 10 year old, like you have no idea what's going on because you're like just about to hit puberty. So yeah, your body is like getting ready.
It's
to
like
do
pre-gaming. It's like puberty.
Exactly, and so like you're about like your body's about to like the worst thing that's ever happened to your body is about to happen to you. And so your body is like just getting ready for it. So you're just like angry and don't know what to do at any given moment. So I get him being like, I'm going to throw a rock at that Pidgey. And he does it. And it's not a Pidgey.
It's not a Pidgey.
And because of that, Pikachu almost dies. But he doesn't. I guess it's fine. But like
right. He's ready to give himself up to save Pikachu.
That's when I was like, all right, you're okay, kid. But like for a little bit, I was like, how could you let this happen?
Right. It's only Route 1.
It's Route 1. That's your Pokemon.
Know how far you have to go, kid?
But that's my final thoughts.
I really like this episode. I think this is probably one of the better episodes of the whole show.
If I had to guess. We'll keep an eye out.
There is one that I might cry during, but that is... That's a long ways from here.
Well, yeah, we'll get there in a while. That's like episode 20 something.
We're going to do these, I guess, bi-weekly. So these will go up on Patreon on the off weeks. And then a month after they go up on Patreon, they'll find their way into the regular feed.
Yep. So that's it. At PWT Podcast on Twitter, pwtpodcast.tumblr.com, facebook.com/pwtpodcast, pwtpodcast@gmail.com is our email. And
there's got to be a way to streamline that.
Yeah, probably. And then
when the full website is up. All you really need to say is go to Hey Jake and Josh or heyjakeandjosh.com/PWT podcast, but that's not a thing yet, so please don't go there.
That's where you can find us online. If you like this, people hearing this early, you can ignore this part. You can just come back in 10 seconds or so. If you're not hearing this early, if you're hearing this when it goes to the proper feed and you want to hear these early, you can hop over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. And if you donate at the $5 or above level, you get stuff from the Morphin Grid. So that's it. So I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks for another anime or next week for the episode proper. But until then, smell you later.
I want to be the best there ever was, to beat all the rest. Yeah, that's my cause.
Electro, Diglett, Nidoran, Mankey, Venusaur, Rattata, Fearow, Pidgey, Seaking, Jolteon, Dragonite, Gastly, Ponyta, Vaporeon, Poliwrath, Butterfree.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon!
I'll search across the land, look far and wide. Release from my hand the power that's inside.
Venomoth, Poliwag, Nidorino, Golduck, Ivysaur, Grimer, Victreebel, Moltres, Nidoking, Farfetch, Abra, Jigglypuff, Kingler, Rhyhorn, Clefable, Wigglytuff.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all.